Welcome to this demonstration of the 3G Daisy player from Vision Australia. And of course, this is the player that gives you access to over 30,000 Daisy books, 400 magazines, and a selection of podcasts from the Vision Australia radio service. Before I get into the demonstration of the Daisy 3G player itself, let me just say a couple of points for you. At any time, you can have up to 5 books in your bookshelf, and you can borrow 5 books per day, with the ability to be able to easily return a book. And based on your library profile, when you join the service, you can have your next book pop up automatically on your electronic bookshelf the next day when you turn on your 3G Daisy player. In respect to the podcasts, newspapers, or magazines that you've also subscribed to, they will update on your bookshelf automatically. So next time there's a new issue, that will become available, so i.e. podcast or newspaper. And finally, the Daisy books that you have on loan on your 3G Daisy player can be loaned for up to 2 months. When you get your 3G Daisy player, of course it comes in a box, and in the box you will find the Plextalk 3G Daisy player, and I'm just going to refer to it as the 3G Daisy player from now on rather than Plextalk all the time. User guide in large print, a laminated sheet with some quick tips on it, and on the back of that laminated sheet is a diagram which describes the layout of the 3G Daisy player itself. And finally, of course, you get the power cord and adapter. So when you get the player out of the box, it actually has what's called a mask over some of the buttons on the actual 3G Daisy player itself, and that's to enable ease of use. That mask can be removed, and if you wish to remove it, you can contact the Vision Australia Library about removing the mask and using the 3G Daisy player in what's called advanced mode versus simple mode if you also want to do that. But by default, leave the mask on, and it makes it very easy to use the player itself. Let me do a physical description of the player itself. I've currently got the player sitting in front of me. So if we come to the top left-hand area of the player, you'll find an indented oval shape, and inside that indented oval, you'll find two sets of buttons. The left-hand set is tone up and tone down, and the right-hand set is volume up and volume down. So the way it works is, if I come to the left, the top part of that button is tone up, and the bottom part of the button is tone down. And if I move over to the right, still in the indented oval, top part of the volume button is volume up, and the bottom part of the volume down button is volume down. If we move over to the right, still on the top, a big round indented area with a grill on it, and that's your loudspeaker. If I then come down below the round speaker grill, we've got a rather large indented area. To me, it almost feels like a shoe with the toe towards the left and the ankle part towards the right. So it's a large indented area. But anyway, if I find the indented speaker grill and come down a little bit into the indented area, I find a round raised button, and that's your sleep button to put the unit to sleep when you're listening to your book, newspapers, or podcast from the Vision Australia radio service. Below that round button is an indented rounder button again, and it's indented on purpose so you can't knock it, because this button is your power on off button. And below that indented power on off button, you've got a little square button, and that's your return button to return a item to the Vision Australia Library when you finish borrowing it. And then if we come to the left of the square return button, you'll find two triangular buttons close together, a left and a right arrow key if you like, and these are your title buttons or keys, and they will enable you to move between the titles or items on your bookshelf. And of course, the left hand arrow moves left and the right hand arrow moves right. And then finally, if we move to the left of the left and right title buttons, you'll find three buttons in a row. The middle one, which is a large square button with an indent in the middle, is your play stop button for listening to content on the player. And of course, the button to the left is your rewind, and the button to your right is your fast forward. button or key. Now, if I come to the back of the player, so the back face, and remember I've still got the player facing towards me, so I've literally got my hand over the back of the player itself. Round about in the middle, that's where you'll find the hole to plug in the cable from your power supply for the player. And then slightly to the left of that, you'll actually find your aerial. And what the library suggests is that the aerial, you need to point it up for better performance out of the player as it's connecting to the Vision Australia library via wireless. So I'm going to pull mine up now, and now it's pointing at the ceiling. Now if I come over to the left-hand edge of the player, going from back to front on the left-hand edge, and two of these ports you really don't need to worry about if you don't need to. The first port I come to is a rectangular small indented port, and that's for a USB stick, which you can put DAISY books on to access them from the player if you wish. Again, you don't need to. Next up is a 3.5mm headphone jack to, of course, plug in earphones or headphones. And then to the front of the player, past the headphone jack, is a little slot for plugging in an SD memory card. And like the USB stick, you can put DAISY content on there as well. But again, you don't need to use that if you don't need to. And then if we come to the front edge of the player, you'll find what feels like a slot that's actually no longer used for the 3G DAISY player itself. But in previous players, that's where you would have put in a DAISY audio CD to listen to your DAISY books that you would normally get in the post from the Vision Australia Library Service. And that's really the player in total. Okay, now I've already got my player connected to power. So I'm actually going to turn the unit on by pressing that indented round button on the right-hand side of the player towards the front. Holding in for 2 seconds.
Please wait.
Connecting to Vision Australia Network, or press and hold the rewind key to cancel.
And you don't need to worry about pressing the rewind key. The unit will log in to the Vision Australia Library Service automatically. You don't need to go back to the player system itself.
Bookshelf.
The host.
So it's logged into the Vision Australia Library Service, and it's accessed the last book that I was listening to with the 3G DAISY player, and that was The Host by Stephanie Myers. And if I wanted to start playing, of course I could now press the play stop button to start and stop the current book. Now just a couple of points about when you're turning the player on. That musical warble sound you're hearing is to let you know that it's actually doing something and it's connecting to the Vision Australia Library Service. And that connection can take anywhere from 1 minute up to about 3 minutes. So don't be too despondent if it hasn't connected very quickly. If you leave the player alone when it's on for about 30 minutes, the unit will actually turn off automatically. Or if you're playing a title and you haven't pressed any buttons for 2 hours, the unit will also power down automatically as well. But just keep a note about the accessing the Vision Australia Library Service with that wobble sound. It will keep going until it's connected. If the unit says it can't connect, then you basically turn the unit off after that message with the power button held in for 2 seconds, and then turn it back on again with the power button held in for 2 seconds to restart the unit and re-log back into the Vision Australia Library Service. And just one final note, don't use the power button to stop a book from playing. If you want to stop a book, a podcast, or a newspaper from playing, press the play stop button to play or stop a book. Okay, so the first thing you might want to do is explore the keys on the system yourself without actually having to activate them. And there is a way of doing that. What I'm going to do is hold down the rewind and fast forward buttons together, and we'll go into what's called key describer mode. So I'm going to do that now. I'm going to hold them down for 2 seconds.
Key describer on.
Okay, so I've turned key describer on, and now I can press any button on the player without actually activating anything. So I'm going to press tone up.
Tone up key to reset the tone to the normal level. Press the tone up and tone down keys together.
Okay, and I press the tone down key.
Tone down key to reset the tone to the normal level. Press the tone up and tone down keys together.
Okay, and as it said, if you've adjusted the tone and you don't like it, you can hold down the tone up and tone down keys together, and that will put the tone back to a normal setting. And the same with the volume. I'll press volume up.
Volume up key to reset the volume to the normal level. Press the volume up and volume down keys together.
Okay, press the volume down key.
Volume down key to reset the volume to the normal level. Press the volume up and volume down keys together.
Okay, and same idea. If I wanted to reset the volume back to normal, I'd press and hold both volume up and volume down together to reset the volume as well. And let's come over to the sleep button and press the sleep button.
Sleep timer key.
Okay, it says sleep timer key. If I press the power button itself.
Power button. Press and hold to turn power off.
Okay, power button. Press and hold to turn power off. And of course, back on again. Come down to the square rectangular return button and press it.
Return title.
Okay, return title key. And let me come into the left over to the right title key.
Next title key. Press together with the previous title key to change media. Or press and hold to update the bookshelf.
Okay, and if I press the left arrow for the title key.
Previous title key. Press together with the next title key to change media. Or press and hold to update the bookshelf.
Okay, so basically left and right to go to the previous and next items on your bookshelf. Held down together to update your bookshelf if you need to. And of course to change media types. And again, changing media types again is only if you're using SD card or a USB stick plugged into the 3G Daisy player. So if you're not using that, again, don't worry about it. And then if I come across to the left and the button in the middle of those group of three keys and press the play stop button.
Play stop key.
Okay, play stop key. If I press the left arrow.
Rewind. Press and hold together with the fast forward key to turn key describer on or off.
Okay, that's rewind key. And again, it hinted to turn key describer off. Press it with the right arrow key. If I press the right arrow key or the fast forward key.
Fast forward. Press and hold together with the rewind key to turn key describer on or off.
Okay, and the same deal about i.e. fast forward or hold it down with the rewind key to come out of key describer mode, which I'll do now. So I'm going to press and hold the rewind and fast forward keys for 2 seconds. One, two.
Key describer off.
And release. Okay, and we're out of key describer mode. Now, before I access my bookshelf at the moment, let me just say that when you access your bookshelf for the first time with your 3G Daisy player, you'll get a terms and conditions item on your bookshelf, which you then have to read with the play pause button, of course, and then you need to return that item so that the library knows you've read the terms and conditions. So basically, you press the play button to start the terms and conditions reading. You can stop it again with the play pause button, then come over to the right, press the little square return button. It will then ask you to confirm that you want to return the book. Press the play pause key to confirm that you want to return that particular item and it will be returned. Otherwise, if you want to cancel the return, just press the left rewind key and that will cancel the return for you. And that lets the library know that you've agreed to the terms and conditions of using the 3G Daisy player and the Vision Australia Library service. And I'll show you how to return a book in a minute. It'll make more sense if I demonstrate it rather than go through the sequence verbally. So I'm going to press the title button. I'm going to press the left-hand one.
Bookshelf. Select title.
The Host.
Okay, that was the last book I was reading, which was The Host. For now, press the right title key, and it doesn't really matter which way you go.
Split Infinity.
Okay, Split Infinity.
Guardians of the West.
Guardians of the West.
The Hobbit or There and Back Again.
The Hobbit or There and Back Again.
Lord Foulsbane.
Lord Foulsbane.
The Age, Tuesday, December 9th, 2014.
Okay, so those first items were all Daisy books. This is now newspapers. And this is the Tuesday one, which is The Age from Tuesday.
The Australian, Tuesday, December 9th, 2014.
Okay, The Australian, Tuesday.
The Canberra Times, Tuesday, December 9th, 2014. Courier Mail, Wednesday, December 10th, 2014.
Okay, Courier Mail, from today's date of this recording, Wednesday.
The Sydney Morning Herald, Wednesday, December 10th, 2014.
Okay, Sydney Morning Herald, Wednesday.
Herald Sun Wednesday, December 10th, 2014.
Okay, Herald Sun Wednesday. And of course, I'm still pressing the right title key.
The Age Wednesday, December 10th. The Daily Telegraph, Wednesday. The Australian Financial Review, Wednesday. The Australian Wednesday, December 10th. The Mercury Wednesday. Geelong Advertiser Wednesday, December 10th.
Wednesday. And now coming around to beginning the whole bookshelf again.
Talking Tech Tuesday, November 25th, 2014.
Okay, that's the Talking Tech podcast from the Vision Australia radio service.
Plex Talk 3G Getting Started Guide.
That's the Plex Talk 3G Getting Started Guide, i.e. the 3G Daisy Player.
The host.
And I'll come back round to the host again. So let's say, for example, I wanted to return one of those items. So first of all, let me return a newspaper. So I'm going to go to one of the older ones from Tuesday. So I'm just going to press the right title key again.
Split Infinity. Guardians of the Hobbit or Lord Foulsbane. The Age. Tuesday, December 9th, 2014.
Okay, so let me just press play so I know I'm absolutely in that particular item. Of course, that sound is the 3G Daisy Player accessing the newspaper from the Vision Australia Library Service.
Beginning of title.
The Age. Tuesday, the 9th of December, 2014. First edition.
I'm just going to press Australia the play production. Stop key.
Copyright.
To stop it. Now, remember when I said a little while ago that when you receive your 3G Daisy Player for the first time, it's going to have the library terms and conditions, and you need to return that document, so to speak, so the library knows you've agreed to the terms and conditions. So if I press the return key now, have a listen.
You are about to return.
The Age, Tuesday, December 9th, 2014.
Are you sure?
Okay, you're about to return this particular item. Are you sure? And I'm going to say yes by pressing the play pause button.
Enter. The title has been returned. Please select another title from the bookshelf. Bookshelf. Updating the bookshelf. The bookshelf has been updated. Select title.
Talking Tech Tuesday, November 25th, 2014.
Okay, so it's come back to the first item on my current bookshelf, which is again Talking Tech. And that item was returned. It's no longer on my bookshelf. Okay, so let's go and play a book. I won't play Talking Tech, so I'm going to press the right arrow key to get to one of my Daisy books first. So I'm going to press the right title key.
Plex Talk 3G Getting Started Guide. The Host. Split Infinity. Guardians of the West. The Hobbit or There and Back Again.
Okay, so there's The Hobbit, There and Back Again. Now, if the title hasn't been previously accessed, as you found with one of those newspapers that I just did, reading will start from the beginning of the actual title. Or if it's a book, newspaper, or podcast that you've previously accessed, then play will start from the last read position in that title. It's better.
Stop. Default.
It'll start reading automatically. If you've previously accessed it, it will go into the book and start reading from your last read position. So let me press the play stop button to start playing The Hobbit.
The Hobbit, Chapter 1. An unexpected party. In a hole in the ground, there lived a hobbit. Not a nasty, dirty, wet hole filled with the ends of worms and an oozy smell, nor yet a dry, bare, sandy hole with nothing in it to sit down on or to eat. It was a hobbit hole, and that means comfort.
Okay, and I just pressed the play stop button. Okay, so that was a Daisy book, and that's of course done by a human narrator. And as you heard with the previous newspaper, that was the electronic voice of the 3G Daisy Player. So let me select another newspaper and you can listen to the electronic text again being read out electronically. So I'm going to press the title key again. I'm pressing the right title key in my case.
Bookshelf.
Lord Foulsbane. The Australian. The Canberra Times.
I'm just pressing the right title key.
Courier Mail. The Sydney Morning Herald, Wednesday, December 10th, 2014.
Now, I haven't read this one yet, so if I press play pause now, it should start from the beginning automatically.
Beginning of title.
Sydney Morning Herald, Wednesday the 10th of December, 2014. First edition, a Vision Australia production, copyright Fairfax Holdings, section, news, subsection,
okay,
general.
And press the play pause button. Now let me show you how to move by heading, particularly if you want to listen to certain parts of the newspaper in this case. So I'm going to press the right arrow key now.
Headline, Western Carers Feeling Punch Drunk, by Amy Corduroy. People living in Western Sydney are far more likely to experience inadequate communication and improperly planned. Headline, $8.5 million discount brings hope for city school, by James Robertson. Headline, Kardashians inspired dress designs for sad love story, by Andrew Taylor. Headline, $8.5 million discount brings hope for city school. Headline, Western Carers Feeling Punch Drunk, by Amy Corduroy. Subsection, general, headline, Western Carers Feeling Punch Drunk.
Pressing by play, Amy pause, stop key again. So in this case, the rewind and fast forward buttons, just pressing them once, will take you to the previous or next heading, in this case, sections, in the newspaper. But if I do this, if I press the play pause button,
Corduroy,
and start listening
in
to
Western
the newspaper,
Sydney are far more likely
and
to
now I'm going to hold down the right
and
arrow key and keep holding it down.
5 phrases, 10 phrases,
I'm jumping forward by
15
phrases,
15 phrases, 20 phrases.
Okay, releasing the button now.
The opera stage is the last place you would expect
so
to find
the jumped through by those
of
number
the
of phrases in the book.
But next year's opera on
and
Sydney
again, I'm going to hold down the left
feature costume design
rewind key.
By the tawdry
minus 5 phrases.
Okay, minus 5
phrases.
10 phrases.
15 phrases.
15 phrases.
20
phrases. Release the key.
The Bureau of Health Information Report, which surveyed more than 35,000 patients, found
newspaper.
A southwestern and western.
Press play pause button to stop. Just let me show you what happens when you do that in a book. So I'm going to go back to The Hobbit. So I'm going to press the title key.
Bookshelf.
Herald Sun, Wednesday, December 10th, 2014.
And I'm going to press the left title key to get back to The Hobbit.
The Sydney Morning Herald. Courier Mail. The Canberra Times. The Australian. Lord Foulsbane. The Hobbit, or There and Back Again.
Okay, so there's The Hobbit. Press play pause.
It had a perfectly round door like a porthole, painted green.
And that's exactly where we were in the book, and it started reading from that spot.
The door opened.
Press play pause to stop.
Shaped.
Okay, and I'll stop the book playing. And if I press the right arrow key, I'll fast forward.
Chapter 2.
Okay, I've gone to chapter 2.
Roast mutton.
And if I press the right arrow key, or fast forward key again.
Chapter 3. A short rest.
Okay, and of course if I press the rewind or left key.
They didn't. Chapter 2.
Chapter 2, press it again.
The Hobbit, Chapter 1.
Okay, I'm back to Chapter 1.
An unexpected party.
Okay, now while that's playing,
in a hole in the ground,
if I now hold down the fast forward key and hold it down, have a listen
not
to what happens.
Nasty.
It's fast forwarding it. If I keep holding the key down, after 10 seconds,
1 minute,
jump to 1 minute,
two
forward,
minutes,
2 minutes,
3 minutes,
3 minutes forward.
4 minutes.
4 minutes forward, release the key.
5 minutes. 6 minutes. 7 minutes.
Okay, press play pause.
Over which his long white beard hung down below his waist.
Okay.
And immense.
I'll fast forward
boots.
That number of minutes in the book.
Good morning, said Bilbo.
Of course, that sounds like he's talking
he
to Gandalf.
The sun was
if I hold
the
down the
green,
rewind button now.
Gandalf.
It's going to make the Donald Duck sounds, while it's rewinding up to 10 seconds, and then it'll go back 1 minute, 2 minutes, and so on.
Minus 1 minute.
Okay, minus 1 minute.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
4 minutes.
4 minutes. I'm actually taking my finger off the hairs I did before.
6 minutes.
I'm going to press play pause.
And that means comfort. It had a perfectly
That wasn't too bad of a guess. I've gone back to almost where we started playing the book originally. Brass knob in the exact middle. And if I press play pause again, the door I've stopped the book playing. Now, if you're interested in finding about the book and where you're up to, and information about the 3G Daisy Player itself, you can actually hold in the play pause button in for 2 seconds, and that'll give you information about the book and the player itself. So I'll do that now. Holding the play pause button in for 2 seconds. 1, 2.
Daisy title.
The Hobbit. That's
again. The Daisy title.
No expiry date. The elapsed time is 1 minute 40 seconds. The remaining time is 9 hours 56 minutes
time.
17 seconds. The total time is 9 hours 57 minutes 57 seconds. Heading 3. The total number of headings
is
22.
Total number of headings.
The Hobbit.
Mains power on. Battery charging. Network information. Wired network is ready to use.
Okay, and this is the information
download
about the player itself.
No content downloading. Bluetooth information. Bluetooth is disabled. Simple mode. PTX 1PRO system version 5.04.00AUE serial number 5122 1801 5860.
Okay, now if you're like me and you listen to your books at night time in particular, and you don't want to miss a bit in case you go to sleep, you can actually use the sleep timer to hopefully, if you do go to sleep, you won't miss too much of the book. So I'm going to come over to the right hand side of the player and press that little round sleep button. If I press it once,
sleep timer 15 minutes
okay,
set.
15 minutes. If I press it again,
30 minutes set. 30 minutes set.
30 minutes set. Press it again.
45 minutes set.
45 minutes set. Press it again.
1 hour set.
1 hour set. And of course, if I press it again,
off.
I've now turned it off again. And you can set this whether the actual book's playing or not. But if I press it now once.
Sleep timer, 15 minutes set.
Okay, it's now running for 15 minutes. If I press play pause on The Hobbit.
Onto a tube-shaped hall like a tunnel.
Okay.
Very comfortable tunnel without smoke.
Now, what I might sometimes do when I've got sleep mode running is to check how much time is left in case I want to adjust my sleep time. So if I now just press the sleep timer button once now.
Sleep timer. The time remaining is 14 minutes.
Okay, I've got 14 minutes remaining. So if I wanted to adjust the time, say, to 30 minutes, I press it once.
Sleep timer. The time remaining is 14.
Press it again.
15 minutes set. 30 minutes set.
Miles around called it. And many little round doors.
Okay, so I've now changed it to 30 minutes. So now if I press it again.
Sleep timer. The time remaining is 29 minutes.
A Hobbit.
And of course, when that time is expired, the unit will shut down, and hopefully I won't have missed too much of the books if I do pop off to sleep. Okay, press the play pause button to stop. If you're having issues with the player, you can certainly contact the Vision Australia Library Service on 1800 005 965. So that number again, 1800 005 965. Okay, so finally, you access my bookshelf again. I'll take you over to the Quick Start Getting Started guide. So you can also read that if you wish, because that will also be on your bookshelf when you get your Daisy Player. So I'm pressing the left arrow title key now.
Guardians of the West. Split Infinity. The Host. Plex Talk 3G Getting Started Guide.
There's a 3G Player Getting Started Guide. If I press play pause.
Beginning of title.
Plex Talk 3G Getting Started Guide, version 1.2, about this recording.
Okay, and press play pause to stop. And that literally goes through what I've talked about in this demonstration. So for example, if I bring up the table of contents for you, so let me just press the right arrow key.
Plex Talk Online 3G. Important information. Table of contents.
Here's the table of contents.
This table of contents. Page 3. Contents of the box. Page 3. Topic 1. Introduction. Page 4. Topic 2. Turning on and exploring the layout of the player. Page 6. Physical description of the Plex Talk 3G. Page 6. Connecting the player to a power outlet. Page 7. Turning the player on and off. Page 8. Getting information about your books and player. Page 9. Key Describer Mode. Page 9. Topic 3. Using your online bookshelf and playing a Daisy book. Page 10. Rewinding and fast forwarding. Page 11. Heading Navigation Feature. Page 11. Title Key Left, Title Key Right Toggle Buttons. Page 11. Returning a title from your bookshelf. Page 12. To cancel a return. Page 12. Topic 4. Using the Sleep Timer Feature. Page 12. Topic 5. Troubleshooting. Page 13. Contents of the box. 1. Plex Talk 3G Online.
Okay, and I've just pressed the play pause button to stop. And of course, when you're finished listening to a book, a podcast, or a newspaper, you can turn the unit off simply by pressing the power button for 2 seconds. I'll do that now. 1, 2.
Power off.
Release. Okay, and the unit's now off because we've got the little shutdown sound. And that completes this demonstration of the 3G Daisy player from the Vision Australia Library Service. As I said, if you have any questions about the 3G Daisy player itself, please contact the Vision Australia Library. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.